Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The number of people without health insurance in PA may be at an all-time low, but that could change overnight if Congress allows the federal premium tax credits to expire at the end of the year. These tax credits are issued through PENI, Pennsylvania's health insurance exchange, and they've allowed a record number of people to enroll because they make the premiums affordable.
The subsidies are very important. They help me pay for it. As a small business owner, I'm a pet store owner. I don't make tons of money. You know, I make a living.
Andrea Deutsch owns a pet store in Narberth, Montgomery County. Without the tax credits, her premium would double from $700 a month to $1,400. She's also a type 1 diabetic, so going without insurance is not an option.
The more people can take care of their health and keep themselves healthy, that it keeps them in the workplace, it keeps them from having to need extra help at home. It just helps our world run better. It's very short-sighted to think to not help people do this.
Like Andrea, nearly everyone on PENI would see a premium increase if Congress allows these credits to end. 81% on average, nearly 150,000 people in PA could lose coverage. Human Services Secretary Dr. Valar Kush says the cost of treating the uninsured would impact everyone else.
Back in the days when it was routine to have 15-20% of people who didn't have health insurance, the way hospitals managed that was they increased prices for the people that did have insurance. And then, of course, that meant the cost of that health insurance went up.
When the federal premium tax credits were enhanced in 2021, enrollment in PENI skyrocketed. Devin Trolley is PENI's executive director.
But we think it's important that people have this information, have this awareness, so they can plan ahead. There may be something that you've been putting off medically that perhaps you do that this year, knowing that if there's a lot of uncertainty around coverage for next year, making sure you have that taken care of.
We reached out to Philadelphia Democratic Congressman Brendan Boyle. He's the ranking member on the House Budget Committee. He says, as of now, the Republican budget allows the federal premium tax credits to expire.